Speaking with Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, how are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. You had a chance, first of all, in Banff Council on Monday to honor long-serving Banff councillors, 2 decades on council.
Yes, Councillor Chip Oliver, elected in a by-election in 1994. She therefore has been serving as a councillor and serving the residents of Banff for 20 years. It's quite a accomplishment, I would say.
I understand that the town will be nominating her for a big service award?
Yes, the Alberta Urban Municipalities Association recognizes long-standing councillors. I think 20 years is when they start to recognize them, and therefore we'll be putting Chip's name forward for that award at the conference this fall.
After that, it was into the nitty-gritties, council looking at the financial results for 2013 and the audited statements. Any highlights there?
I guess for me, I mean, we did end up over budget by $16,000. Council basically approved the final figures for 2013, and we also approved the audited statements after a meeting with our auditors. We have a budget stabilization reserve where we'll move those $16,000 over so we show balance. Last year, as a comparison, we were 8,000 over on the other side. I just think it speaks well to how we budget, and certainly accolades to administration. They budget very tightly, and when you see figures like this on one side or the other of the balance, it shows just how accurate the budgeting is done and how tight we budget.
Cave Avenue reconstruction, some updates there?
We are set to do Cave Avenue this summer. However, when the tenders came back, they were over budget. The tender that we've accepted was $500,000 over budget, and that was the least expensive one. So council just had to go back and look at it again and re-vote to increase that budget in order to complete that project. There was some discussion and debate not to spend the $500,000 and to remove the sidewalk part of this plan, but a majority of the councillors in attendance chose to continue with the original plan and to do the 2 lanes for traffic. There'll be a sidewalk on the north side. There'll be parking improvements on the south side. We're going to bury the lines. And, of course, we have that trail that runs along Cave Avenue as well that some people use. But personally, for safety reasons, I felt it was very important to continue with the plan for the sidewalk.
I understand that people who are interested in keeping updated on what's going on with Cave Avenue, you guys are doing a little weekly email?
Yes. If people are interested, they can send an email to caveavenueinfo@banff.ca. caveavenueinfo@banff.ca, and they'll be added to our list. And if a resident doesn't have an email, they can be in touch with the town and updates will be mailed. It will be disruptive. You know, there's no point in pretending that full road construction isn't going to cause some impact this spring and summer, but we are going to do our best to communicate and make sure people are aware of what's going on each day.
Parking congestion, that's certainly top of mind in Banff right now. I understand that you guys had a fairly good response to the parking management survey recently.
Yeah, we received about 470 responses, which was great. Many of them were thoughtful and measured, as I understand. I haven't seen the responses yet. We certainly thank everyone who's participated. So the next step on this is that the staff will compile all the results. Also, our local organization, the Banff Lickwees Hotel Motel Association, has done their own survey around hoteliers on the same topic. We're going to go through their comments as well and certainly examine some of the suggestions that have been put forward by the public. We probably won't see anything at council until the summer. And I think it's really important that the public understand that no decisions have been made on paid parking. Certainly, I'm out meeting with people and talking to people, and there does seem to be a misperception out there that somehow this is a done deal. And it is by no means a done deal. And council has not even seen what administration is going to put forward. It was actually the last council that asked administration to go out and research paid parking today and tell us what it looks like today and if it is a possible solution to our parking challenges. But it's by, as I said, no means a done deal, and that's what administration is doing right now. They're researching paid parking as an option.
Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Rob.